Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Jatty Podcast with me, T, for this week's episode. I've had to re-record this week's episode because it was just dead vibes. My energy was low. I forgot to say things, and it wasn't what I wanted to put out into the world. I'm still not feeling that amazing today. I just feel a bit ill and a bit low. Jobs are stressing me out. Christmas is stressing me out. Yeah. My mum has gone on holiday, which sounds so stupid, but like, I miss my mum. And yeah, that's that. So, you know, what are we going to talk about today? Today, we're going to talk about some little bits of the week, as per usual. And then the like main topic of the week is things that I don't understand, which sounds really random, but I've just been thinking of some things that I just really can't get my brain across. So we're going to talk about them together. My tea of the week this week is a lemon ginger because I don't feel well, and it's got loads of honey in it. What a noise that was. It's giving ASMR. Yeah, it's a Tetley, which I don't normally go for a Tetley. I'm normally a Twinings gal, but here we are. Also, I got a bit of a sniffly nose. I'll try to edit it out as much as possible with my amateur editing skills. But yeah, that's that. Basically, let's start off with last week I went to Loughborough with the gals. That was so fun. I loved it so much. We kicked off the trip not in an ideal manner as my wipers just stopped working. I like went, got in the car, ready to pick the girls up from the station, and my wipers just weren't turning on. I drive to the station. Luckily, it wasn't raining at this point. I drive to the station. I'm like, I get Megan first. I'm like, Megan, it's a problem. She was like, oh no, let me call my dad, and he works with cars. Like, let's see what he can do, or he knows. And he's like, sounds like quite a big job. Sounds like a motor issue. Probably going to cost you like £160. I'm thinking, right, like, this isn't ideal. This is not how, I don't have £160, number one. Number two, we've got to leave for Loughborough, like, now. I don't really have the time for this. Anyway, Evie gets in the car. I'm like, girls, I just for my peace of mind, I'm just going to take it to a garage now and see if they can do anything. I take it to the garage. Three little girls in my little Fiat 500 Francois turn up at this garage full of men that look at us like we're stupid. And they quite rightly do, because what does the guy do? He just gives my wiper a wiggle. They start moving again. I've brought my car in here all panicked, frazzled, full of my friends and our luggage. And then he just wiggles my wiper. Oh, that sounds so wrong. Whatever. He just does this and off we go. So then we go to Loughborough, and then from there, it was all good luck. We just had a series of fortunate events happen to us. Who has seen Lemony Snicket's A Series of Unfortunate Events? I actually love that film and the book. Anyway, irrelevant. Yes, a series of good events happened to us. We arrive in Loughborough. We get a parking space nice and easy because the car in front of us doesn't know how to park their ginormous car, but Francois the Fiat fits in anywhere. Lovely jubbly. We go to our favourite cafe, we get lunch. My favourite sandwich is off the menu. They make it for me anyway. Lovely. We have a look around. I found a new Juicy Couture bag, which I shouldn't have bought because I can't afford it, but I knew I would never find it again, and it was actually really cheap. And then what did we do? Yeah, then we went to the show viewing where we watched the video of our dance show from last year when we were at uni. That was so fun and just very emotional, made us a little bit teary because we miss it so much. And then what did we do next? Oh, then we went to Nando's, had a chili. So I had extra cheap Nando's, free half a chicken, lovely jubbly. Then went and got Prosecco, got back in the car. I didn't know you needed to pay for parking there, so I didn't. And just as we got back in the car, the ticket guy arrived. So I just slowly reversed away. No ticket for us. Lovely timing. love that. Then we got ready for our night out, and which was so nice, was playing the D&B tunes for the girls, trying to get them into D&B. That is honestly my mission all the time, is to try and get my friends to like D&B so they can come to raves with me. And then yeah, we went out. It was a great night. Joey Essex was there. That was strange. And yeah, got back to the room and we had more deep chats with the gals, my favourite thing to do. And then yeah, we drove home in the morning, got a McDonald's on the way home. Lovely jubbly, had a lovely time. Yeah, so that was my Loughborough trip. It was just great. It had positive vibes from beginning to end, apart from the wipers. But I thought the wiper story ended there. It did not. No, it did not. I was driving to my sister's, well, what I thought would be my sister's house, a few days later, because she asked me if I could babysit my niece. I was like, yeah, sure. What she says to me is, can you babysit her at mum's house, which is 5 minutes, 10 minutes from where I live with my boyfriend? And that's not what I understood from the message. What I understood was I need to be at her house, which is like 40 minutes down the M25 from where I live with my boyfriend. So I hop on the M25 ready to go babysit my niece. And whilst I'm on the M25, it's raining. So I put my wipers on and what happens? They stop working again. So I pull over on the hard shoulder of the M25 in the rain with lorries storming past me, and I'm there wiggling my wiper trying to get it to work like that man did, and it's just not turning on. It's not turning on. It's not working, and I'm crying on the side of the M25 in my Fiat 500. I call my sister and I say, Jam, I'm just going to turn around because I don't want to get stuck at yours with no wipers. And she's like, where are you? And I'm like, I'm on the M25. And she's like, why the hell are you on the M25, Tiela? And I'm like, because you asked me to come to yours. And she's like, no, I said mum's house. Thankfully, I'm not far down the M25 at this point. So I go to the next exit. 20 minutes, we're back at home. I just have to, luckily the rain sort of stopped-ish. And I called my dad. He said, just pull over and wipe your windscreen if it gets really bad. So, you know, that was an eventful 20 minutes of my life. I called to book it in to the garage. We get it booked in because my wipers are clearly is the bigger issue. But is it the £160 issue that Megan's dad quoted me? No. How much did I pay? Do you know what? I'll withhold that information until we get deeper into the story. I take my car in, little old me, and I look. I'm dressed as very daddy pays for everything for me. That's how I look. And right now, daddy does pay for everything for me because I don't have any money. But I'm not a daddy pays for everything for me kind of gal normally, okay? Anyway, I walk in. I've got like my North Face jacket on, my AirPod Maxes. I'm driving my Fiat 500. It doesn't look good. It looks like, please rip me off. That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm giving to this mechanic. Normally, I take my car to my family friend to get it fixed because he doesn't rip me off. And, you know, you just pay less. But my dad didn't, that's 40 minutes away. My dad didn't want me driving another 40 minutes in the rain with no wipers. So I was like, just bring it to the garage down the road. Anyway, what do they quote me? £320. Sorry, what? £320. I call my dad. I'm like, and they call me, like, to quote me. They're like, oh yeah, we think it'll be £320. I call my dad. I say to them, I just need to call my dad. I don't know. I'm just a girl. What do you mean? I don't know. Right. So then I call my dad. Dad, they've quoted me £320. My dad says, oh, don't worry. Yeah, just agree. Just say, yeah, it's fine. You need it done. I'm like, okay. 20 minutes go by. My dad calls me back. Taylor, I've just had a look for how much this part is online and it's like £30-£50. So why have they charged you so much? I said, I don't know, Dad. I don't know. I text my family friend who normally does my car. He says, yeah, mate, I would charge you £150 for that all in, including labour. I'm like, great, splendid. Great. Anyway, I call them back. I'm like, can you cancel it? And they're like, yeah, but you need to pay us £90 to cancel it because we've already taken the original one out and then we need to put that back in. So that's still an hour in labour. So that's still £90. So then I call my dad back and he's like, yeah, well, there's no point. Just, you might as well just pay them to do it now, whatever. And then I'm going between family, friend, mechanic, dad and the garage trying to sort out why the hell it's so much money. They're like, keep adding VAT to things. And I don't understand what that means. Anyway, my dad ended up paying £320 for my car to be fixed. Thank you, Dad. I appreciate it more than anything. However, what did I learn? Never bring my car into a garage. Ever. Or bring my dad with me. Because what the hell? What the actual hell? And the thing is, I did work. They had to also replace more than just the motor. They had to replace the thing the motor's attached to, which like made the price go up a bit. Was like apparently the part was like £150 and then the rest of the things we paid was labour and VAT. But like, what the hell? What, why are you adding all this VAT from all the time? I don't understand. Anyway, that happened. That was the story of my wipers. Traumatizing, to be honest. And you should probably think that's not a very traumatizing story, get over it. But I don't like feeling like an idiot, and I did feel like an idiot during that whole process. So yeah, that's the story of my wipers. Another thing I wanted to talk about of the week is the hashtag women in male fields trend. I think it's the best thing ever. I love it. Yeah, the women in male fields trend is one of the best trends I've seen in a while. I love the music that people pair with the photos. I love the photos attached to the hashtags. I think it's so funny. If you don't know, if you've been living under a rock and you don't know what the hashtag women in male fields trend is, it'll be like a girl posting a photo and it'll be like, he was crying in my bed, so I rolled over and said, ugh, not this again, hashtag women in male fields. Funny, so funny. I love that men have started doing it back to women and it's now hashtag men in female fields. Funny, so fun. I've also loved that people have taken it away from gender and we've got like older sibling and younger sibling fields. Funny, so funny. It can be taken in so many ways. I really do think this is a trend we need to keep going for a while because it's really entertaining me. I love that we have pointed out things that have annoyed us about each other in society, but we can ha 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 at it in a funny way, you know? And if you're someone getting offended by this trend, man, woman, older sibling, younger sibling, I feel this says more about you. I feel you should probably just get over it and yeah. I think that is that. I think it's so funny. I'm not offended at the ones that are like criticizing women. And it's true. A lot of them are true. Like, so this could be a man's one. This could be a man. She said she didn't want to eat ice cream when I wanted to eat ice cream. So I cried. Hashtag men in female fields. I feel like that's a good one. Funny. Because best believe, if I want ice cream and my boyfriend says, yeah, you can have some, I don't want some at the moment, I'm upset. What do you mean you don't want to eat ice cream with me? Because now it means that I can't eat the ice cream. And by you saying that I can just eat it, you've called me a fat whale. Do you know what I mean? Anyone else? Irrational behaviour made into memes. Funny. It's funny. Yeah. So I think this is a great trend. Please keep it going. I'm thoroughly enjoying. Yeah. What else have we got to talk about today? Is things I don't understand. Things I don't understand. This is just a list of random things that are completely unrelated, or that I've just thought about this week that I can't get my head around. So let's discuss. The first thing that I don't understand is when people rev their cars really loud and make their Corsa sound like a go-kart. Stupid. It's giving small dick energy, okay? It is. Who's doing that? You must stop. It's annoying, it's stupid, it's not giving off the desired effect, I promise you. Whoever's in that car revving your engine like that, you look like a plonker. Please stop. Don't think I've ever said the word plonker before, but you do. It must stop now. Please. It's all I think when I hear a car rev their engine like that is, you have a tiny willy. That's all I think. Whether it's a woman in the car, a man in the car, it's giving small dick energy. It is. It is. What? No one needs to do that. You don't need to do that. Like, you're not, especially if you've got like a shitty first car kind of car, you don't need to do that. You really don't. I don't understand. I just think, what, for what? Like, you shouldn't be doing it to show off your car. If that's why you're doing it, stop now. Even if you have a flashy car, you're not attracting the right kind of attention. You're not attracting the kind of attention you think you're attracting. Please make it end. That's the first thing I don't understand. I can't wrap my head around why people do that. Because if you think it's because it makes you look cool, it doesn't. Sorry to burst your bubble, it doesn't. Next. When people are fussy eaters and they refuse to try new foods. Grow up. Please grow up. Please grow up. That's the end of that, really. Like, I can understand if you say, I don't like these foods. And it's like a few. Like, I don't like peppers and green beans. I've tried to like them. I just don't. I don't like them. They're not for me. That's fine. But when people are like fussy eaters and they only eat chicken nuggets and chips at your big adult age, and then you see a food like an olive and you say, no, I don't like olives. I say, well, have you ever tried an olive? And you say, no, but they look weird. Sorry? What do you mean? Eat the olive, see if you like it. If you don't like it, cool. But apparently there's this thing, if you eat an olive, one olive every day for 30 days, you will like olives. It can't be good for your health to limit yourself to chicken nuggets and chips. So please try and eat new foods as well. I don't understand it. Like, what do you mean you don't like the food because it looks weird? And like, there's so many foods in the world. One of them's not going to look weird to you. Try that. Like, also, I don't understand. And people are like, yeah, I just like chicken nuggets and chips. And I don't understand how their parents have just fed them chicken nuggets and chips their whole life. What do you mean? It baffles me. And if your parents did just feed you chicken nuggets and chips your whole life, then when you're older, why don't you try new things? There's so much yummy food out there and you're just eating the deadest ones. It confuses me. It's really something that annoys me. It gives me the ick. If I met a boy and he was a fussy eater and he would refuse to try new foods, ick. My boyfriend, not a fussy eater. Love that for him. He knows he doesn't like onions and mushrooms, and I'm fine with that. That's cool. If onions are in something and he like can't like see like a big chunk of onion, he'll still eat it. Cool. That's the mature way to be. Try lots of foods. If you don't like them, fair enough. But if you're one of those people that's just like, no, it looks weird, grow up. I don't understand you. We can't be friends. Sorry. Another thing I don't understand is people who enjoy horror films. What? Confused. What do you mean? My imagination is far too overactive to be enjoying a horror film. I'll have nightmares for 2 weeks. 100%. How couldn't you have nightmares for 2 weeks? You're giving your brain these horrible graphic images of scary things that when you're asleep can just come into your head and boom, nightmare. It's staying. The nightmare's not going away for ages. Still now, I think I saw the film. What's the film? Is it like The Conjuring or something? That face, that horrible face that becomes home. I still see it sometimes because my cousin forced me to watch a horror film when I was like 14. And I still have nightmares about it to this day. So no, I'm not watching a horror film. I don't understand why you'd want to put yourself through that. What are you getting out of it? Like the adrenaline, the fear. Why do you want to experience that feeling? I don't understand. I don't understand. This tea is amazing. Sorry. Interlude, but it's so good. Maybe I've transferred to Tetley because I think the Twinings lemon and ginger is a bit too gingery, and I love ginger, so maybe I'm a Tetley converted gal. The next thing I don't understand are girls like the Tommy Fury supposed alleged cheating girl. Her name's like Katie Richardson or something, I think that's her name, I don't remember. But I don't understand girls like that, because number one, it's definitely made up. Like, there's no way Tommy Fury slept with her. There's just no way. And so if you've made this up, you know people are going to hate you. You know this. People love Molly Mae. People love Tommy and Molly Mae together. You've broke up a family. Number one, if she actually did sleep with Tommy and you're haha giggling, smiling, laughing about it, what's wrong with you? I don't understand that. Number one, what's actually wrong with you? It's one thing to sleep with someone who's in a relationship and not know about it. You don't know that they're in a relationship. But to know about it and then think it's funny, ha ha ha, you've, like, what? Are you alright? I'm confused. And if you're doing it for clout, why do you want this kind of clout? Confused again. Do you know what I mean? Like, what? Like, so whether she did do it or didn't do it, she's indulging it so much to a point where, like, she's getting so much hate. And she's like feeding off it. She's loving it. I went on a stalk of her TikTok and she's making videos like, oh, sorry, Molly. Tommy was like, she can't even repeat it. It's so disgusting. But what is wrong with you? I'm so confused. I can understand, like, I can't understand it. So, like, you clearly want attention and it's working. Like, people are speaking about you. There's loads of videos and TikToks about you. But none of it's good. And why do you want to be known like that? Would you not rather, like, be known as something positive? Like, you're not going to do a Kim Kardashian sex tape, become Kim Kardashian with this sort of attention. Like, confused. I'm really confused. Also, like, the whole, like, Bonnie Blue kind of girl. Like, I watched GK Barry's interview. I actually didn't even watch the whole thing because it made me cringe and want to vomit. But I watched clips of it. And, ew. Why do you want to be known for that? Why do you want to set the record of how many freshers you can sleep with in a day? I'm so confused. Yeah, actually, I'm so confused. What? Confused. Take a shot every time I say the word confused, but it actually baffles me and it makes me, like, grossed out a bit. The next thing I don't understand are people who always prefer the white chocolate version of products, e.g. Kinder Bueno. Why does everyone love the white chocolate one so much more than the normal one? The normal one's better. Is that an unpopular opinion? I feel like that's an unpopular opinion because I know people love off the white chocolate versions of things. White chocolate Lion Bar, white chocolate Kit Kat, white chocolate whatever. People love it. The Grenade do an Oreo protein bar, which bangs, by the way. There's now a white chocolate version. Had the white chocolate version by accident the other day because I vended the wrong one from the vending machine. It's not as good. It's not. I never think the white chocolate version of things are better. I don't. It's too sweet and I don't understand. I feel like I'm being a weirdo because people love off the white chocolate versions of chocolate bars, but they're not better. They're too sweet. I'm confused. And I think as a nation, we must stop overhyping something just because it's suddenly made with white chocolate. It's not even chocolate. It's like just sugar and milk. And I think we should be making more dark chocolate versions of things as well. A dark chocolate Bueno, I imagine, would slap. So that's my new petition of the week. Oh, another thing I don't understand is art that isn't art. Example, go to the Tate Modern. There was once a Sainsbury's receipt in a frame. Sorry? That's not art. Why are people buying that for millions of pounds? I don't understand. I saw something on TikTok the other day and it was a banana duct taped onto a white background. I'll repeat that for you. A banana duct taped onto a white background. Sorry. What do you mean? It sold for $6.2 million. Make it yourself. If you liked it that much, make it yourself. It'll cost you about 50p. And this is another thing I don't understand. The people buying these works of art clearly have enough money to buy them. And to earn that much money, you've got to have some brain cells. Like, you've got to be kind of smart-ish to earn that much money, to have that as disposable income. that's not a smart investment. It's going to rot. The banana's going to rot. Then what are you going to do with it? I don't understand. What? I can't. And I don't understand how these people have that kind of disposable income. Teach me, please. And I'll spend that money better. I promise. What? Oh, I hate it. Those things really piss me off. Another thing that I don't understand is, this is actually kind of more of a question, but American school buses, hear me out. I always see them in like clips on TikTok and in films. When it's like the younger kids' school bus, it looks like they're dropping them off at their house. Like, just one kid hops off the bus and the parents or the dog is waiting for the kid. Are they just going round dropping each kid off home one by one? Is that how it works? Because if so, that's cool. That's quite efficient. That's quite cool. Like, parents don't need to do the school run, or you don't need to get your tiny child to the bus stop. But also, it's a lot of trips for the bus driver. How do you know what time the bus is going to be at your house? There's lots of houses to get round. Stupid question, this one. This is the idiot question of the week. However, it does interest me. Another thing I don't understand, and this one really irks me to my core, is people who pronounce things wrong. Example, Pacific instead of specific. How have you gone through your whole life hearing people say it right and you're still saying it wrong? Or, like, I used to know a girl and she'd always say anyway instead of anyway. And, like, she could speak perfectly normally, but when it came to the word anyway, she said it anyway. And I just, I've never forgot it. It really bothers me, and it probably shouldn't bother me, but it does. It really, really does. People in school used to spell does as dose, and that would annoy me too. And these things shouldn't annoy me. And maybe I don't understand why they annoy me so much. That's something I don't understand. But it really, really does. And I also don't understand how these people have gone through life this far saying it wrong. It's like, I was watching, you know, the Wednesdays podcast. This is like a really old episode. But Melissa was pronouncing chutney as chuckney with a k in it. And Sophie was laughing. And she was like, how's your mum never corrected you? Like, you've gone through your whole life, like, can you pass me the chutney? And no one's ever said anything. How's no one ever said anything? If my sister is pronouncing the word chutney, for however many years I've known her, I would have corrected her. How are people not correcting them? And then, is that something weird that I do, that I feel the need to correct people? Because I do. But I think if I say something wrong, I'd like someone to correct me, because I don't want to say the word. I don't want to be, you know, I'm improving the learning, the vocabulary. Is that not? Example, like, my mum is from Finland. English is her second language. Sometimes she says the wrong word. That's fine. That's fine, Mia. It's your second language. But I'll say, oh, it's actually this. And she's like, cool. You know? However, I can see how it can be annoying if I'm consistently correcting people. So it's probably something I should stop, right? Is it something I should stop? Because I can see it annoys my boyfriend sometimes when I correct him. Because he's like, oh, whatever, I just used the wrong word. But he corrects me as well when I use the wrong word. Example, if we're arguing and I say, you always do this. He's like, well, I don't always do this. Always is the wrong word to use in that situation. And he's correct. But for dramatic effect, always sounds better. But it's not 100% accurate, so no, I shouldn't probably use it. But yeah, is that annoying if people correct you all the time? Should I be working on that and trying to stop it? Let me know, guys. Yeah, today's episode, I feel, is extra short. Normally they're about 30 minutes. I reckon this one's just going to be just under, But as I said, I don't really feel very well, so I'm going to wrap it up here. I've got still so many things to do today. Oh my God, this is another thing. If you're unemployed, girly, guy, whoever, are you running out of hours in the day? Because I am. I'm trying to like do all my podcast stuff, exercise, and I have tried to up my exercise, so probably that's harder to fit in the day. But then I've got like Depop stuff to deal with. Then I've got like job applications to deal with, just, you know, loads of things. I don't understand where all the hours in the day go, because it's now 2:32 and I've got so much to do, and the post office is shut, so I don't know where to go and buy like parcel bags so I can post my Depop things, and they have to be posted today. And then I need to go to the shops and cook my dad dinner because he's ill and my mum's not home, so I need to cook my dad food. And then I need to edit this podcast, make the TikToks for the podcast for the week. I need to apply for some jobs that I've seen. I need to go on my run, and I need to go home and cook dinner for my boyfriend and I, and that just doesn't seem doable today. So we'll see. Anyway, that's that for this week's episode. I hope you all have an absolutely lovely week. Please make sure to like, comment and subscribe if you're watching on YouTube, and if you're listening wherever you get your podcasts, please make sure to give us a 5-star review. And yeah, follow us on TikTok, The Chatty Podcast, and Instagram, The Chatty Podcast. And I think that's it. Please like my social media posts and do the thing that helps the algorithm, because yeah, I would really like to have this as a job one day. So yes, love you all. This was a really long outro, and yeah, love you all. Bye.